This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As the year comes to a close, music critics are rifling through piles of CDs to compile their best of 2007 lists. And the same is true for NPR listeners. They've been voting at the NPR Music website for their favorite albums that were released this year. Bob Boylan is the host of All Songs Considered. He scanned some of the early results from that voting, and he has noted some specific patterns.
One of the funny trends that I see, a lot of Canadian bands, like the Arcade Fire, are doing really well. Feist is doing really well. Leslie Feist, do you know her stuff?
I'm not familiar with her stuff.
She did a song that was famous on an iTunes commercial. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah.
That did really well. And she did, you ought to hear this, because it's a Nina Simone cut she does on her new record. And it's a turn for Feist, but it's a really interesting record. So why don't we listen to
How could I say no to that?
Sea Lion Woman is the name of the tune.
Sea Lion Woman, she drink coffee, she love. She drink tea, she love. And Rooster Grove, she love. Sea Lion Woman, she love. She drink coffee, she love. She drink tea, she love. And Rooster Grove, she love. Sea Lion Woman.
She's got such a great feel, and the whole record has a marvelous feel to it. There's something about that one would have thought the 3-minute pop song would sort of be dead, but it's live and well, and especially in independent rock music, which is, in terms of All Songs Considered and the music we cover, it's what our audiences seem to love in the last few years more than anything. There's just been a wealth of really good music, and a lot of it is formed around, you know, the verse, chorus. You'd think it'd be played out, but it's not. Listen to someone like the New Pornographers, another band from Canada, and just fantastic.
The New Pornographers. Tell us what cut we're going to be listening to.
Oh, I'll give a listen to a song. It's called Myriad Harbor. It's a song about the band coming to New York and how each of the personalities react to coming to New York City.
Bright lights, big city.
Yeah.
I took a plane, I took a train.
Who cares? You always end up in the city.
I set the car, look up for once.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
And when they look out over that harbor, it seems like their future is very bright. A lot of this music is so optimistic in its feel. Right now, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We kind of need that right now.
I'm for it. In fact, there's a guy, he's Swedish, which is another odd trend that you see. A lot of great pop music coming out of Sweden. And there's a fellow, his name is Loney, L-O-N-E-Y, comma, Dear, D-E-A-R. I don't know if he misspelled it or meant to say lonely, but Loney Dear. So he did the song, it's called Sinister in a State of Hope. I think it might be my favorite song this year. At least it's the one that when I'm alone and a song comes into my head, it's the one that I sing. And it's a song all about hope and beauty. And I just can't get enough of this song.
Well, as I listen to you describe it, I want to listen to the song. Bob, as we listen, some might be confused. Loney Dear is actually a man, a fellow.
Yes,
you wouldn't necessarily know that.
You wouldn't know that. And there's a whole other trend of people taking on monikers, single artists taking on monikers, and often they're animal monikers, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I think it's fair to say it's easy to hear, you know, the Beach Boys in this music. There's a fascination, heaven knows why, for the Swedes and California music. And they have a love for American pop music in general, and you hear the 60s and the 50s in their music.
Now, you had mentioned that there are these animal themes in several of these monikers. Tell me about that. I just want to get back to that.
This is very strange. I made a list before I came here because it was all too much for me. There's deer hunter, there's deer hoof, there's deer tick. There's a whole bear thing going on. There's giant bear, grizzly bear, Lucinda black bear, minus a bear, bear versus shark, panda bear. And then there's a group called the Bird and the Bee, and there's Cat Power and Frog Eyes and Band of Horses and the Ponies and Caribou. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I was even thinking,
what's this about?
I don't know what it's about. I just love it, though. It goes on and on and on. So there's a fellow. His name is Panda Bear, right? He's in a group called the Animal Collective. And I want to play some of that because it sort of continues on this theme of sort of there's something about this 50s and 60s music that is just being completely reinterpreted and reworked.
I just want to clarify this. Panda Bear plays with Animal Collective, but this is a solo project.
Yeah, and it's just a gorgeous record. What's so different about the Canadian stuff I talked about, what's different about the Swedish stuff, is that this isn't pop music. This is successfully experimenting with music that is much more organic. I think of it as organic electronic music in a way. You don't know where it's going to go. It's as if if a hippie movement in the late 60s would have made electronic music, it might sound like this.
Well, since we've talked about all of these wonderful animal monikers, it seems like it would be fitting that we go out on the Animal Collective.
They did a song called Peace Bone that I like a lot. This is hard music to get. Of all the stuff we're playing, the Panda Bear Animal Collective stuff, there's not an overt craft going on here. There's not brilliant singing. Yeah, they're not great musicians, but they have a spirit that I love. And so if you can just let yourself go a minute and not say, oh, these guys don't sing so well, or there's not a guitar playing that I love so well. If you let go of that, and you have to do that for this kind of music, you may fall in love with it.
A peace bone got found in the dinosaur wing. Well, I've been jumping all over, but my fuels are slowly shrinking. I was a jugular vein in a juggler's girl.
Thanks, Bob. Come back and talk to us soon.
It was great. Thank you.
Bob Boylan is the host of NPR's All Songs Considered, and you can vote for your favorite album of 2007 at npr.org/music. And don't wait too long. The polls close on Monday night. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.